I feel relieved that Congress went back and repealed that unfortunate proposal. What's next for us, of course, is trying to help the administration and the Defense Department and the Congress come up with the right solutions to keep our nation secure and the all-volunteer force ready and morale high. So no question Secretary Hagel really has a tough job in trying to balance this force with sequester, where he's asked to take 50% of the cuts to help with the deficit. So Congress has just got to help the Defense Department, and particularly in 2016 and out, where the risks to our force are going to be something that the chiefs and the secretary have said are going to be unacceptable. So I hope the Congress will, now that they've got this two-year program, really start working on a better solution for 2016 and out.
Do you take any comfort, Norb, in the fact that they were willing to set aside sequestration for this deal, and that that might be a precedent that they'd be willing to set it aside in 16, 17, and it might be a year at a time, and it might be uncomfortable to get there, but that that's a potential destination?
That's our hope, that they'll find a way to compromise on these things and do what's right for the nation.
The concern among a lot of folks was, well, all they did was they delayed it by a year and tacked it on at the end. But ultimately, if that continues to be a valve to allow them to blow off steam to get to a sequestration solution eventually, that might not be a bad way to go politically to get them where you certainly would like them to be and a lot of other folks would like them to be.
Right. And the big concern here, where there's a lot of pressure we feel and a lot of concern, is, as you know, Francis, the Army and the Marine Corps in particular have to come down a lot of people to help the chiefs balance the force. But our understanding, and we supported this, was that they would have until 2017. But now, because of the sequester pressure, the Army has to come down to those force levels by 2015, which means instead of a gradual slope where most of it could be done through attrition and normal rotations, they're going to have to do some involuntary separations, and the Army and the others have already signaled that they started on that with selective early retirements for very, very successful people, and then reductions in force. And so that really worries us. This is a group that has waged war for us for the last 12 or 13 years, and now we're giving them a pretty rough send-off. We wish they had more time and they would do more voluntary. So this sequester has really got some insidious impacts on the people and their families.
The good thing, though, is that this is just a budget request. This is one plan among many that circulate on the Hill. What's the education process been like? I'm sure you didn't waste any time on starting to go up to the Hill and work on this.
It's no secret that whether it's a Republican or Democratic administration, when the Pentagon's at war, they're focused primarily on that. And the Congress has a longer horizon, and I think they showed that in coming back and repealing the 1% COLA cut to retirees. And we're hoping that they'll take a pause here with the Secretary's proposal. What we think is that these four things that were done to the personnel side, you know, cutting pay again to 1% vice to 1.8% called by law, asking people to pay more out of pocket for housing, a huge cut in the savings in the commissary, and then significant increases in the health care fees. All of these add up to a quadruple whammy, Francis, when it comes to the morale of our troops. And remember, the key thing to readiness is getting those mid-grade NCOs and officers to stay for a career. These are the most combat-tested men and women we've had. They are the core, the heart and soul of maintaining the finest all-volunteer force in the world. So you don't want to throw a curve at them at a particular time like this. So we hope that the Congress will take a time out. Tell the Pentagon now that the war is winding down. How about focusing on where you can save billions in acquisition reform and getting a single payer for health care? And let this military compensation and retired modernization commission take a holistic look at the people thing and report out next year. And then let's take a comprehensive look at where we are in people. But, you know, unfortunately, the Pentagon's rhetoric has been costs are out of control for personnel and health care. We prove that's not true. It's one-third of the budget now. That's what it was in 1980. They've said they're out of balance. They're not out of balance. And they say, well, we got to slow the growth. Well, they slowed the growth for the last 4 years. The increase in personnel and health care costs for the last 4 years has been less than 2%. So the train has left the station. we need to slow down on the personnel side before we get ourselves in a ditch with the all-volunteer force.
I want to talk about the Compensation Commission in just a moment, but Secretary Gates was on this program last week, and he still believes, almost three years after leaving the Department of Defense, that especially the health care costs, but compensation overall is a challenge for the Defense Department. It must be something he really believes, or he doesn't have any reason anymore to keep riding that horse if he didn't think it was for real. But you obviously have a different view on that. Is there some kind of reconciliation there that you see, or is it really just...
Yes, I think we've had an excellent dialogue with Secretary Hagel. He has met with the key associations and non-governmental organizations four times. I give he and his staff tremendous credit. We've had a real good dialogue. And what Secretary Gates misses is that, you know, we did have a personnel and healthcare cost growth of about 7.5% between 2000 and 2010. But that stopped, and the pay raises have been 1.4, 1.6, 1.7, and 1.0, the lowest in 50 years. Healthcare costs have come down significantly in the last 4 years. The Defense Department starting to make headway, not as much or with as much a greater sense of urgency as we'd like. But they brought the cost down, Francis, to less than 2% growth. That is a big difference from when Secretary Gates was talking about these things are going to eat us alive. We've proven that that will never happen with this budget. So his figures are a little dated in the time that he was here. He's a great American, but he's talking about a time that is not the current time.
What's driving that cost curve down, Norb, and is there anything there that can be replicated or that we can make that accelerate?
Great question. And one of the key things is that the Pentagon has begun, we think, too slowly to try and consolidate. You know, Francis, we fight wars jointly. Why can't we fight medical, so to speak, jointly by having a single person in charge of the budget? And, you know, right now they're saving money because of some of the proposals we in the Military Officers Association and Military Coalition have made to make sure that we're buying our pharmacy prescriptions the right way, either through the military treatment facility or through home delivery, where the government saves $100 or so per prescription, and the beneficiary gets 90 days vice 30 days and for less cost. So those are good government types of things, and they are starting to consolidate at the headquarters level, but we've got to deliver the health care more efficiently. That's where billions of dollars are still being left on the table medically.
Vice Admiral Norb Ryan, U.S. Navy, retired president of the Military Officers Association of America. Norb, I think you know why this is happening more slowly than you'd like, because it's a dramatic culture change at the Pentagon. You know how those usually go.
Right, and we don't, these are good people, and they've been fighting a war for 12 or 13 years, but now we're saying, look, now's the time, let's get our act together. This isn't a choice between, balancing readiness with people. What we need to do now is get our act together in the acquisition world, and we already know that they're starting to save healthcare dollars because they've reprogrammed, Francis, in the last 3 years, $2.8 billion with a B out of healthcare into other areas. So we're starting to make headway there. We really need to get a sense of urgency, though. You know, GAO last year said in the 85 major weapon systems, they are $411 billion over initial costs. $411 billion is almost 8/10 of what they're being asked to take as cuts and sequester. So even if we just cut 20 or 30% of that, this is tens of billions of dollars. So I think we really need to focus on those two things. They've already got the gross load in personnel. What they don't want to do is hurt retention of these key people that need a break and need to know that they're going to be supported if they do stay in for another 10 years and be the core of the all-volunteer force.
Norb, last question. The Compensation Commission that we discussed earlier, do you have confidence that they are going to do the kind of review that you advocated earlier, a comprehensive review, look at this from all angles, and submit something to Secretary Hagel and the President that is going to be actionable?
I do. I may be considered an optimist, but we've met with them a couple times, just like with Secretary Hagel. They have a very open dialogue. They're traveling around the country talking to people outside of Washington where the road meets the rubber. They've got good experience on the staff and, you know, great Americans on the committee. So, you know, this is the way the Constitution's supposed to work. Come up with some comprehensive, thoughtful things that include what will be the impact on retention, what will be the impact on recruitment, what will be the impact on readiness and morale, and then toss those up to the administration and the Congress, get them to the subject matter expert committees, and let's do the best we can, just as you said, as we go forward.